Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Pam Cote. I'm the director of Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Well, my goodness, it's kind of crowded around this place right now. What in the world?
That crowded is an understatement. We are in the throes of kitten and puppy season. Mm-hmm. We have 110 animals in our care right now. So that's both at the shelter and in some of our foster homes.
Wow, 110, and that's pretty much as many as you can really take care of.
We're just at maximum capacity. We're absolutely bursting at the seams. We just don't have any places left, but yet we keep getting calls every single day. More people wanting to bring in kittens, bring in puppies, bring in cats, bring in whatever it is that they need to bring in.
I didn't see a pot-bellied pig this time, but it might be hiding out somewhere.
I hope not. No, that pot-bellied pig did get adopted, but who knows what's coming in tomorrow.
Is the problem with this mostly just folks need to have their animals spayed and neutered?
Yeah, it really is. We really want to encourage everyone to get their pets spayed and neutered. And we do a low-cost spay and neuter program twice a week, every week, $43 for a male cat, $60 for a female cat or a dog. Mm-hmm. And then you can also get the rabies shots and vaccinations for just $10 each. It's a great deal. You just give us a call here at Mitchell County Animal Rescue. We'll sign you up. We'll get your dog or cat fixed. This is the season when animals are starting to have their litters if they're not fixed. And so if we can't get the animals fixed, they end up here at the shelter.
So goodness, we hope that folks will take advantage of that. And Mr. and Mrs. Businessman out there, if you want to sponsor something good that would help the community, get in touch with these folks.
You bet. You can sponsor a kennel, a cat kennel or a dog kennel. You can also sponsor a cat condo. Those are our little big cages that we have that, about 5 or 6 kittens can fit in there and tumble around and have some fun. And we'd love to have some sponsorships. And that just helps us cover the costs.
Lots of kittens right now, I noticed.
Lots of kittens. It's interesting because across the nation, shelters all over have the same problem that we do. Mm-hmm. June is cat month. This is when the kittens start coming in. So June is Adopt-A-Shelter cat month. So we have lots of cats and kittens for you to choose from. And we're running a special right now that's $6 for one cat or kitten. Mm-hmm. And twice as nice if you get two. It's just for $10.
Well, so that's a good opportunity if you've been thinking about getting one and you've got a good variety to choose from.
Oh, we got every shape, every size, every color, every personality, you name it, we got it. And I tell you what, that's a really good deal because all of these cats come already spayed and neutered, already microchipped, they've been dewormed, they have flea medication, they've been fully vaccinated, and they have their rabies shots. So we've got about $155 of services into each one of these cats or kittens, but yet we're adopting them out for $6 a piece just because we have so many and they need a good home.
So how long will that go, just through the month of June?
Through the month of June, you can come in and adopt one kitten, two kittens, four kittens if you got the space. Come in and meet them today.
Okay. And that is something that folks can do if they're just mildly curious or want to just come help volunteer around this thing. You do occasionally take a volunteer or two.
Oh, you bet we do. I tell you what, we encourage people to come on into our shelter. Look around, see what we're up to, see what's going on here. Meet some cats and dogs. Even if you're not interested in adopting that day, come in and meet us. Come in and see what we're doing. We'd love to entice you to come in and volunteer. We need people to play with cats and kittens. We need people to walk dogs. We need people to just show these animals some love. And especially right now when we're so full, it's really hard for myself and my staff to show each animal the attention that they need. So we rely on volunteers to do that. The other thing we really need desperately is foster families. Mm-hmm. We have so many litters of kittens coming in right now. And I tell you what, the shelter is a scary place when you're a puppy or a kitten. It's hard for little kittens and little puppies to thrive here. And when we have foster homes that can just take them in just for a little while, just until they get a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger and a little bit scared of the world that's around them, that helps us so much. So if you'd like to bring a litter of kittens or a litter of puppies into your home and care for them, we would greatly appreciate it.
So that's something else you can get involved with as well. Bunches of pictures on the internet of all of them, I suppose.
Oh, we got them everywhere. Check out our Facebook page. Everything's on Pet Finder. There's a link to that on our website, MitchellCountyAnimalRescue.org. Mm-hmm. And you can check that out. We got new faces every single day. Every single day we got new cats going up. We got new dogs, new puppies. We got it all.
So again, if folks want more information, the website, Facebook, or call you on the phone at?
Call us on the phone at 828-765-6952.
And the hours of the shelter?
We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 4:30, mm-hmm. Wednesdays 10 to noon, and Saturdays from 10 to 2.
10 to 2 on Saturday. Yep. And I'd say that would be a good opportunity for folks to come by and check them out.
Absolutely. Any Saturday, come on down. It's good to come down on the weekend. Now, we won't be here this weekend. We won't be open because we will have a booth at the Space Festival.
Surely you're not going to be trying to get aliens to take kitty cats.
Oh, well, surely alien fans we are going to try. And we have some great UFO, MCAR UFO t-shirts that we're going to have for sale. We're going to have some dogs and kittens down there for people to play with while they're at the festival, when it's not too hot. Once it gets hot, we'll take them back. But we'll be down there, so we won't be open that day, and we won't be open the day to the Rhododendron Festival because we're going to have booths at both of those places. But come on down and check us out.
So while you're checking out either the Rhododendron Festival or the Space Expo, be sure to look for you guys.
That's right. We'll have a booth. We'll have out-of-this-world gear for you to buy, and you can meet some out-of-this-world pets.
That sounds great. Well, we appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us and let us know what we can do to help, okay?
Thank you so much. You guys are really good friends of us, and we appreciate it whenever you come down.
Our guest today, Pam Cote, the Executive Director of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. It was good talking with you, Pam. Thanks. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.